Tool sack?
Yeah, you also have burlap.
Grass sack?
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as burlap bag?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We call them mostly grass sack.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you went to the mill to get some flour, a meal, what'd you bring that meal home in with?
In a wagon.
And what'd you put the meal in? Into?
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this thing that go around the barrel?
Hold hook.
The barrel. Yeah, what were they?
Hook.
Mm-hmm. How many are them around the barrel, you know? Usually.
About four.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you took a load of corn or wood to town or to the mill, do you have a special term for just one load full? That took a what?
Grounded for feed. Mm-hmm. That was ground for feed.
Yeah, if you're referring to the load, what would you say to your wife? Yesterday I took a
load of corn top.
Did you ever hear that called turn? Turn of corn or turn of?
Well, we never heard it here. I've heard of it.
You've heard of it, yeah. Don't use it. I never heard of it before, actually. I'd say a load too. How about if there was a, the load was only, was not complete, only partial load?
Yeah, just take a part of a corn.
What?
Just take a part of a load.
You ever hear that called jag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
jag
know.
Jag a load. Huh?
Yeah. Did you use that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They use it here and that a lot.
Do they?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this little small barrel-like thing that you get nails in?
Keg.
Mm-hmm. And what do you put on top of bottles to keep stuff in?
Cork.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stopper.
Stopper. Good. Now, as to clothing, what does your wife wear around here to keep water and stuff off her dress?
Apron.
What is it?
Apron.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call this that you put around you to keep warm in the wintertime?
Coat.
Mm-hmm. Called jacket, too?
Jacket.
Mm-hmm. And this thing that you put on under your coat, but over your regular shirt. Buttons down here, it doesn't have sleeves. What do you call that?
Sweater?
Oh, it doesn't have
jersey?
A special thing that buttons down the front and comes up here and doesn't have sleeves.
Oh, it's a vest.
Yeah. You call that anything else?
Jacket or a vest?
Mm-hmm. Ever call it a waistcoat?
Not to know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these?
Pants.
Mm-hmm. How about trousers? Ever call them that?
Trousers.
Mm-hmm. Which do you use more often?
What do you call more often?
Mm-hmm.
Pants, I
pants,
think.
That's what I use. And what do you keep your coins in? Do you have one of these little things you keep in your pocket for coins?
I just keep mine in my pocket.
Yeah,
what
that's
the pocket
what
I have.
Well, where does your wife keep hers?
Well, under the spread here a whole lot of time.
She does.
Huh?
When she goes to town, where does she keep her money?
Mm-hmm. Billfold.
Mm-hmm. Where does she put her billfold?
Hold her hand.
Mm-hmm. Does she have a purse?
No.
No?
It's a billfold.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that your wife wears around her wrist?
Watch?
Yeah, and something looks ornamental, you know, gold or silver.
Bracelet?
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Bracelet?
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that keeps the rain from coming on your
hat.
Yeah, and you put up and it comes like this.
Oh, umbrella.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, now what'd you call the usual type of homemade bread?
Biscuits.
Biscuits. And that was made out of what?
Flour.
Mm-hmm. And what was the size of that? The shape?